Welcome to another episode of Jesus and Coffee. Make sure you share this link with a friend and invite them to join in. Today we are talking about a season of transition. So it's easy to feel good in the beginning of a thing. You're all excited about it. It's new, it's fresh, it's something you prayed for, you're walking in it. It feels good, right? And at the end of a thing, it feels good because you've arrived. You've seen the vision absolutely come to pass. God's word has proven that it is not void, and you don't feel overlooked or forgotten because you've fulfilled, you know, the space. You've won. You've conquered it, right? But in the middle, in between the word that God gave you and the arrival at the place or the promise that God has given you, there will be seasons that are really difficult to endure. And sometimes that looks like loneliness. Sometimes that looks like fear of maybe not being able to finish the mission and getting what you know God has promised you. Sometimes it just looks like a space you've never endured. And because it's unfamiliar, it can be a little scary. And I understand that because when I came home from prison, If you don't know my story, get the book. It's out there. Convicted, the BZ Baby story, available everywhere. But when I came home from prison, came home to Reading, Pennsylvania, and knew that that was not a place that God wanted me to stay. I just didn't know what would be next, right? So I was dating this guy from Charlotte, North Carolina, and ended up trying to move with him. And because I was on probation or parole, we had to get married in order to move. So I just really did it for the paperwork. You know, I doubt I would have married him that fast if it wasn't for me trying to get away from that space that I was in Reading, Pennsylvania. I just didn't feel like I could be the greatest version of myself in that same environment that I was once the worst version of myself, right? So relocated to Charlotte, North Carolina, and was there a couple of months before I realized that this was not good. I was dealing with domestic violence, and he was dealing with some alcoholism issues, and that is his story to tell, but mine is that the marriage dissolved pretty quickly. So I ended up in North Carolina by myself with three of my four daughters. The oldest was behind in Pennsylvania. She stayed with her grandma to keep her, you know, life kind of going the way that it had been going while I was incarcerated. But the other three were with me. And we were in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I was down there by myself, and I didn't know anyone, and I had no real direction because I didn't really have any career experience. I didn't have a formal education outside of being a ninth grade dropout and going back to get my GED. So I really didn't know what was going to happen for me in this space. And it was this space that I built this relationship with Christ. I had already kind of started my relationship with him, but what I thought was a solid relationship with God wasn't as solid as it would prove to be after I was in this season of transition. In this season, I would be unemployed. In this season, I wouldn't have friends to call on or family members to help me when I needed someone to watch my kids. In this season, it would be me and God figuring it out. And I realized that that season was so intentional because that's what God wanted for me. He wanted for me to be in a space where all that I had was him, so that I could see that that was all that I needed. In that space, I developed a career path, which would be radio. Radio has opened doors for me to do so many other things that I didn't even know existed. In this space, I discovered that I was strong enough to do it on my own. I was given the tools and the talents and the gifts. I tapped into areas of me that I didn't know existed because I was so worried about everyone else and so consumed with everything else. So when God removed all of those people that I thought I couldn't live without, when God removed all of those things that I was leaning on for crutches, what I began to understand is that everything that I needed was in me all along, and that Christ was the only other thing that I needed that I didn't already have wholly, right? So I spent time praying, and I spent time reading God's word, and I spent time listening to sermons, and my strength was formed in that space where I thought I had the least. So if you're in a season right now of transition where you feel like, God, I don't understand why friends that I thought I would have forever are falling off. And it's not like no one did anything to each other. It's just that we're growing apart for some reason. Or God, I thought that I would have this career forever. And I woke up to a pink slip saying that that season had expired. Or God, for whatever reason, my landlord is just ending my lease and he's selling the property and I don't know where I'm going to go next. Trust me when I tell you, if you are asking God for increase of the relationship you have with him, then some things are going to expire. And that doesn't mean that anyone did anything wrong. It means that God is trying to help you get everything right. And sometimes our attention is on so many other things that we can't be intentional about our relationship with Christ. So I just want to encourage you in this space that you have to be willing to let go and let God do what God is doing. Because when he's at the helm, when you give him the wheel and you let him drive, you always end up where you're supposed to be. And if those people, if those places, if those things are meant to be a part of your life, God will bring them back in a way better than they were when they left. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for today, Lord. I thank you for the seasons when we feel like we are all alone, Lord. I thank you that in those seasons, we can hear you better. Lord, I thank you that you remove people, places, and things that may not necessarily mean us harm, but have proven to be distractions. Lord, you know that sometimes people with the best intentions can end up not being the best for us. Lord, and although we may be trying to serve a purpose for everyone's life that makes their lives better, Lord, sometimes that takes away from our lives and what you are doing for us. Lord, so just allow us to trust the process during this time, Lord. Allow us to understand that every season has a time, and that if we are in a season right now that may be a little rough, where the terrain is a little difficult to navigate, Lord, that is when you show up and you shine the brightest, Lord. That is when we feel like we are weak, we lean into you for strength, and that is where we find our strength, we find our power, and we kind of surface better versions of those that went into the valley, Lord. So I just thank you for that. I thank you for the opportunity. I thank you for even the times that we don't understand, Lord, that in the end, it is absolutely clear that everything that you are doing for our best interest. Lord, I pray for those right now who are confused. Lord, for those who don't understand what is happening, for those that feel like they are being punished because they feel like they have been left all alone. Lord, I ask that you would encourage them to seek you more. Lord, that they would find the energy to open that Bible and start reading, Lord. That they would go to places where they can be alone with just you and the Word, Lord. That they would tap into that relationship with you, and that they would begin to build that relationship with you in such a way that anything else that comes afterwards, they find a rightful place for, so that nothing takes the place of you in their life again, Lord. Lord, I just ask that you would build us up. I ask that you would encourage us. I ask that you would provide us with clarity in the things that look to be a little confusing. And I ask that you would send the people that we need to get through these spaces. Lord, and that if these spaces are just about us and you, that that's okay too. Lord, that we know that everything that is happening right now is only going to be for the greater good of us, Lord. So we trust you in this space, even when it doesn't feel good. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you have an amazing remainder of your day, friend. Remember, you got to spend time with God. You got to be intentional about that relationship that you want to have with him, because things only get more difficult when you fill the space that God is asking you for with other people, other places, and other things. Whatever that thing is that you're leaning on right now, remove it and fill it with God, and watch how much more full and fulfilled you'll feel as a result. I'll catch you next time on Jesus and Coffee. Later.